Welcome to Dafir Yerushalmi, Shira sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Dalid in the Oiz Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Aloch Aleph. We're starting Daf Gimel Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, right after the two dots. Says the Gemara, Mavoi Akum Umifulosh. If you have a Mavoi who is bent, meaning it's an L-shaped Mavoi, it's not a straight Mavoi, like we spoke about till now, Umifulosh, it happens to be the two edges of the L shape are open to Shusar Rabim. Now the Gemara is going to speak about in the next daf that if one has Mavoi Umifulosh, a regular Mavoi, straight line Mavoi, which is open in both sides, in other words, it's not a cul-de-sac, it's basically like a regular street, but it's a Mavoi, it's surrounded by Chatzeros, and the Bnei HaChatzer use the area in the middle. What you need to do is, in one side, you make a Lechi or a Koiro, either a beam or a pole, but on the other side, you must do a tzura sapesach, a doorpost, in order for it to be kosher. Now here, it's not a straight line. Here, it's an L-shape. The question is, do you look at this L-shape that as if there is two different mevoyes, and they're just connected on the top, or we're looking at it as one long mevoy, which is bent? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, noisin lechi v'koyr mikan, voisit tzuris pesach mikan. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan looks at it as one big mavoi, and therefore the same when you have a straight mavoi, you have to do a lechi and koyr on one side, and the other side you have to do tzuris pesach, the shape of a door. So also here you have to do the same thing. Rish Lakish Amar, noisin lechi or koyro umatir. Says Rish Lakish, no, each one of them looks like, you look at it as if it's its own mavoi. Each one of the openings does either a lechi or koyro like any other closed mavoi, like any other cul-de-sac. That a lechi or a mavoi should be good enough. So even though here you have two openings, each one of the openings is considered to be its own separate mavoi. So each one has its own lechi or koyro. Says the Gemara, Daiti de Rish Lakish, Bikshu la'soy slam takono. Meaning, if each one of these mevois decides to do their own eruv, could they do it or not? So the din is, Eilu mishtam shivan mokam akoysel, Eilu mishtam shivan mokam akoysel. They could separate, because according to Rish Lakish, each one is considered to be its own mavoi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's one big mavoi. One big mavoi, the eruv can be done only with all bnei ha-mavoi, all the people that are part of the mavoi. But if I'm looking at this, the L shape, then each one of the legs of the L, it's its own mavoi, so each one can do its own eruv. But once you do its own eruv, until where they can use it? So the Gemara in the beginning says, until the koysel, meaning you go with a straight line until you reach the wall against the door. So if I have an L-shaped mavoi, the bottom of the L uses the entire bottom until the edge. And the vertical line uses also the mavoi until it gets to the edge. So it comes out that there's a square where the two legs meet, where both people, both mavois are using the connecting place of the two sides of the L. So it says the Gemara Davdal and Mudalef, Eloi nimtzu shtei rishuyos mishtamshos b'rishus echos. But if you have your two different mavois using the same area, so you talk about two rishuyos, which means two mavois using the same place. It has to be that each one stands on its own. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ela elu mishtamshos derech akmumius, ve'elu mishtamshos derech akmumius. Explains Reb Chaim, the way you do it, you take that square, which is in the edge, which is in the middle of the L, and you make a diagonal line over there. The diagonal goes from the corner, the lower corner, to the top corner. And every leg of the L uses the mavoi until they reach that diagonal line. Says the Gemara, that can be. So even though they're not using the same area, but it's still nifretz b'meloyoy l'mokam ha'asur. Let's take the L-shaped mavoi. The bottom part of the L is using the bottom part of that part of the mavoi. But when it reaches the edge, it's completely open to the top part, to this next mavoi. And if it's completely open, you have your problem. As we'll see later, when you have a chotzer which is completely open to another chotzer, you can't use it. And the Gemara does not answer this question. Seemingly, the Gemara says Reb Chaim, that they will have to do one eruv for the entire El. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, Rav Kerab Yechanon. Rav holds like a Yechanon that the El shape is considered to be one mavoi, and it's considered to be mavoi mefulosh, which requires on one side of the mavoi a lechi akoyro, while the other side will have tzuras pesach. And Shmuel holds like Rish Lakish is considered to be two separate mevois, and each one can do its own lechi or koiro at its opening. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Bishlokish have a shayin b'shakoko de Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yochanan and Bishlokish, they were on Shabbos in the Mavoy of Rabbi Yitzchok. And implied from the Gemara, we're talking about a Mavoy, which was an L-shaped Mavoy. Exactly the point of Machlek is between them. Bishlokish tilted kedaiti. Bishlokish carried over there, even though they did only one lechi on each side of the Mavoy. Rabbi Yochanan loy osa v'loy tilta. Rabbi Yochanan did not say it's osur, but he also did not carry. Why? Meaning he held it's asur, and that's why he didn't carry. But he didn't want to tell them that it's asur. So it's better for them to be shaygig and not to be mazed, because anyway they won't listen to him because they have a shlokish to rely on. So better not to say a word to say that he thinks it's asur. Says the Gemara, Matiltel, Loitiltel. Did Rabbi Yochanan carry or not carry? Even though we just said now he did not carry, now the Gemara comes to explore it. Did Rabbi Yochanan accept the ruling of Ishlokish over here and carried? Or he did not accept the ruling of Ishlokish? Ain't Tamar Tiltel, if you told me he did carry it, Machlefoshita Rabbi Yochanan. So then Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind and he starts holding like a Ishlokish. Ain't Tamar Loitiltel, he went to he did not carry. He also Ibn Amovoi. If Rabbi Yochanan is not carrying, that means he does not accept this Eruv. He's not part of the Eruv. So how can the rest of the Mavoi carry in there? The din is, when you have a Mavoi, and you have a few people living in the Mavoi, everyone in the Mavoi needs to participate in the Eruv. If one does not participate, he makes the place also for everybody else. So if Rabbi Yochanan is not participating, he will make it also for Rish Lakish and everybody else. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan bitel Rishusoi. There is a solution. Even somebody who's not participating in the Eruv, he can mevatel his rishus to the other bnei hamavoi. He could say, my rishus is batel to you. In other words, I'm canceling myself from here. I'm not here. And if I'm not here, the rest of the mavoi could do an Eruv on their own and ignoring this other person who's mevatel his rishus to the others. Omar Avacha says, no. What happened over there was, kaf rishlokish to Rabbi Yochanan v'tiltel. Rishlokish forced Rabbi Yochanan to carry. Meaning he showed him with proofs, with raias, that he's right, and he made Rabbi Yochanan carry as well, and he joined the Eruv. Says the Gemara, Omar Matnio V'yois. This explanation of Acho makes more sense. Why? So the Gemara now is referring to what we're going to see later in the Masechta and Davim Aleph, that there was a Tzduki that was part of a Mavoi, and he canceled his Rishus to the other Bnei Mavoi. And there's a Machloikis, does the Bitul of the Tzduki work? Ramey holds it works, but Rabban holds it does not work. Now, what is the reason? What's the reason of the machlek? The Gemara explains right now. My taimo de Ramey that says that the bitul works also also keshoygig etzel mezit. They consider it to be a shoygig even when he's mezit. Meaning, what's the problem with the tzduki? That he may carry out to the mavi purposely on Shabbos to ruin it for everybody else. And when he carries it, he shows that he's not mevatel rishus. But even if he carries it b'mezit, we consider it to be like a shaykh. Because when Shabbos came in, he did mevatel rishus. So even though he changes his mind later, I don't look at it as if he's doing mezid. I look at it as if he's doing b'shaykh, which is not cancel the bitul rishus. My time at the Rabbanu, why do Rabbanu argue on this? Kvan shechashudim netaltel kemezid him. Because the tzduki mechoshu that they're going to carry. So from the beginning, you have to assume that maybe he's not so serious about the bitul rishus. And therefore, we don't accept his bitul rishus. So the Gemara now goes back to our sugyo, Amilei, and Kinif, so Yaseh, Soinim, Shabbi Yochanan, referring it to Rabbi Yochanan, Beloshen Kinui. So the Rabbi Yochanan will call him like the Tzduki, it's a Bnei Mavoi, Yosef Bnei Mavoi. The same way by regular Bnei Mavoi with a Tzduki. You say that the Bitul Rishus doesn't work, so also when Rabbi Yochanan, his Bitul Rishus should not work. Because the Gemara understands that Rabbi Yochanan does not agree with this Eruv, he's like a Tzduki, he doesn't believe in the Eruv. So the Gemara is very different. A tzduki is choshut that he's actually going to carry to ruin the Eruv. Rabbi Yochanan, even though he doesn't agree with the Eruv, he won't come to ruin it. And if he does a bitul rishus, he's sincere about it. So therefore, we can continue explaining that Rabbi Yochanan is mevatel rishus. Continues the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis and says, "My nafkah b'nei. What's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlokish? Meaning, what is another nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlokish? Where do we find the Rish Lakish will be more machmir than Rabbi Yochanan?" Says the Gemara, "Yasoi osoi kimin ki." If the shape of the mavoi is not an L shape, but it's a U shape, the letter ches. According to Rabbi Yochanan, whenever I have a bent mavoi, I look at it as a straight mavoi. So when I have two bends, it should be also like a straight mavoi. The same way a straight mavoi, I have a solution. And one side I put Suras HaPesach, and the other side I put a Lechi HaKoyro. That works also for L-shaped mavoi and for a U-shaped mavoi. In all cases, I'm going to put a tzuris pesach on one side and a lechi akoyer on the other side. That's what Gemara says. But according to Rish Lakish, that doesn't work. Because Rish Lakish holds that a ben mavoi is ben. It's considered to be separate mavois. That's why by an L-shape, it's considered to be like two different mavois. So now if I have a U-shape, I have three mavois. I have the two legs of the U, and then I have the straight line. So if so, Rish Lakish Amar, I feel kama koiris ain't a matir moiso. Even if you have many koiris, it won't make this mutter. Because I have nothing doing for the middle part of the U. Or if you want to bring an example of the ches, the top part of the ches. Reb Chaim adds that the top part of the ches will not be mutter only if it's parutz oimed de la merube, only if the opening there is greater than what the seal part is. But if the seal part is more than the opening, so it should be okay. And the reason that alechi and koira doesn't work over here, it's not an edge of a mavoi, it doesn't have the shape of a mavoi. And we may, because the top part of the ches is not mutter, so also the two legs of the ches are also not mutter. Because one, it's all open to each other. So therefore, according to Rish Lakish, here is where Rish Lakish is more machmir by looking at a ben mavoi as separate mavois. Says the Gemara of Yirmiyahu b'Shem Rav, mavoi shenifretz mekenegdoi arbo, min hatzad yoyse me'aser. Meaning, if I have a mavoi, straight line mavoi, and connected the Pesach, connected the door to the other direction, the other side of the mavoi, the inside part of the mavoi, the wall across from the door has an opening. So once the opening is more than four tefachim, it's considered to be mavoi mefulish, considered to be an open mavoi, because you have doors on both sides. But if it's less than four tefachim, less than a mokum shiur chashuv, it's not considered to be an opening. But min hatzad yoyse me'aser. Which means if I have an opening on the side of the mavoi, one of the two sides, one of the two walls on the side, so then as long as it's not eser tefachim, it's a door, and it doesn't disturb the mavoi. If it's more than eser tefachim, it turns to be a pirtzo, an opening, and then it has a problem with the mavoi. Chavirai b'shem Rav, loishanya ben shenegdo ben min hatzad arbo. The friends in the name of Rav said no. Even on the side, if the door is more than four tefachim, it ruins the mavoi. And we don't have a din of ten tefachim. Says the Gemara, "V'bayin meimar man demar min hatzad yoyse me'aser ha'esa mutor b'sheyesh roichav arbo." Says the Gemara, "No, maybe there's no machlekes between these two shitas. The Mandama that said that up to ten tefachim is fine. That is if you have enough wall from the door until the opening on the wall of at least four tefachim, because the minimum size of a mavi is four tefachim. So if I have from the door of the mavi, I have a straight wall to both sides of four tefachim, I have a full mavi. So from here on, if I have an opening in the wall, if it's less than ten tefachim, it's only a door and it's fine." And man demar ben mikenegdo ben min hatzad arbo, but man demar says the four tefachim is the issue, an opening of four tefachim is the issue. B'she'en she'roichav arbo, we don't have four tefachim until that opening. So because I don't have enough space of a mavoi, so then the opening is going to ruin the mavoi because it's considered to be at the top of the mavoi. As Reb Chaim explains, people are going to stop using the door in the top of the mavoi and start using the side of the mavoi because they're so close to each other. And if they can start using the side of the mavoi and stop using the top of the mavoi, the whole lechi and koi, which is in the top, is not going to be recognized. Ask the Gemara, but loy ken asavin meim a Rav kabirchon. Didn't we say in Amud Aleph, the Rav holds a kabirchon in a bend mavoi? And the Gemara understands right now, what's the issue according to Rav and kabirchon? We have a bend mavoi that's considered to be open, even though it's a Pesach min hatzad. And here the opening is at the end of the mavoi, right? The door, we have an L shape. The door is at the edge of the L. Where is the opening? At the other side. So you see that an opening, even the edge of the mavoi, causes a problem to the mavoi. Says the Gemara, the reasoning is not because you have an opening to the mavoi, it's a pirtza in the mavoi. But when you have an L shaped mavoi, it's considered to be one big mavoi. As we said before, it's the fact that it's bent doesn't take it away from being a straight mavoi. So that's why there it's a problem. But when you have a regular mavoi with a hole in the side, menichinami could be that as long as you don't have 10 tefachim opening, you're fine. The Gemara now brings a shita that says the exact opposite of what the Chaviraya just said. We just learned, the Chaviraya learned, that if the door is within 4 tefachim to the entrance, then it's more of a problem. If it's further away, it's less of a problem. Says the Gemara now, mavoi shenifres mitzidoi klapi roisho, you have an opening in the side of the mavoi, close to the entrance. Rabbanan de kisru namrim. Rabbanan kisru say, priya b'yoisi im yesham oymint arbo tzorech koriro v'iloy le tzorech. If there is a wall of at least 4 tefachim between the entrance and the next door, so the next door needs its own koira. It needs to have its own tikkun. But if the distance between the first door and the next one is less than 4 tefachim, so then like tzarech, you don't have to have a koira, but it's considered to be as if the two doors are one next to each other. As we saw earlier, that when two doors are one next to each other, you put a koira in one, and the other one doesn't need to do anything. So the closer it is, the better. That's exact opposite of what the Chaviraya said just before. Asks the Gemara, are we comparing this to a mo that has two doors to the entrance? When I have two doors in the opening of the mavoi, I put a koira on one of them, and the other one doesn't need anything. Regardless if it's close, the two doors are close to each other, or further away from each other. So why here, when I have an opening on the top, I have another opening on the side, you say if it's within 4 tefachim, so I don't have to have a koira on the opening. But if it's more than 4 tefachim, I do have to have a koira. Why should it be different than having two doors at the entrance? Answers the Gemara in Dafei Amud Alef, Omar Rav Nachman by Yaakov, Umovei sheyesh lo shtei petachim, ein derech bnei adam leikones petach hazeh lo tzedach bazeh. When I have two doors in the entrance, people are not going to be using both doors because they both go to the same place. So as long as one of them has lechi and koira, it's fine. But here, people, if the opening is more than 4 tefachim away from the door, so people will go in from the door and then go out from the pirzo. And they will not see, when they use the pirzo, they will not see a lechi and koira. They will not realize that this mavoi has a tikkun. So therefore, the opening also requires a lechi and koira. But if the opening is within 4 tefachim to the door, it's so close to the door, so then it's really considered to be like two doors in the same place. So according to Rabbanan of Kisri, when I have a door in the side which is close to the main door, it's considered to be like the two doors are one next to each other, and therefore it's mutter. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Eruvin Daf Daled.